Good evening, everyone, and welcome back to the Marine Science Podcast. I'm your host, Jay, and tonight we're going to be talking about the taxonomic revision of the South Asian river dolphin. So first, some background information on what these are. The South Asian river dolphins, or Peletestae gangica, are some of the most endangered cetaceans on the planet. This article focuses on two subspecies of the family Peletestidae. The Peletestidians, which was one of the earliest cetacean lineages, diverged around 34 to 24 million years ago, and previously included numerous species widely distributed across the world's ocean. Currently, a single relict species in the family is recognized, the South Asian river dolphin. The two that we will be talking about are the Indus, or PG minor, and the Ganges, the PG gangica, which I know what I said earlier, that there is only the gangica, and this is why we're talking about this. Like I said, it is a taxonomic revision. So, where did all this confusion come from? Well, it was around 77 AD when Philony the Elder classified these as the same type of species. And yeah, it was a very long time ago. They didn't have our modern technology. They had no idea. They simply looked at these dudes and went, wow, these are the same creature, which you cannot fault them for. They do look remarkably similar to one another, so with an eye's guess, you would mistake them for the same creature. Now, it wasn't until much later, until the late 1900s, that the two species were actually scientifically separated. And even then, they were still classified as a subspecies, not entirely their own species quite yet. The original description of the Ganges dolphin was in 1801, while the original description of the Indus dolphin was until 1859. They scientifically looked at the external morphology in skull and skeletal morphology and concluded that there was no species difference. And it wasn't until later on that they made the mistake of not looking inwards towards their nasal cavity to realize there was a hole there that one didn't have. So that's where the kind of split classification finally started to begin. The two main reasons for this long period of misidentification, one is the location of these dolphins, in which where the geographic range is remote and isolated, making it difficult to access, study, and even locate. The second being that even with the best conditions and all the tools we have today, there is still a plethora of unrecognized species across the whole animal kingdom, and most likely we will never be able to identify every single one. It is just too vast, and the genetic components vary so greatly in very minute ways. So now that we have some background information on these dolphins, we're going to dive into the article and look at all the proof there is right now that these dolphins are in fact different species. The most recent proof here of them being different species is their geographic isolation. Even though their rivers are shared in the same region of the world, they are actually separated by around 4,600 kilometers of marine water. So it is very unlikely that they would swim through that, and leaving them geographically isolated from one another. This shows that they are not only a separate species, but they have been that way for a while, since around 45 to 55 million years ago, during the rise of the Himalayan mountains, that they drained and created these two rivers that they inhabit. Another example that supports their species difference is the genetics. In this study, they found five fixed distinct differences, the one being that there were no haplotypes, which is a group of shared genetic markers or alleles that are recognized to be inherited from a single parent, shared between the species, showing that they did not come from the same type of parents, but possibly once were before they diverged around 500,000 years ago. And here is a quote from Gilty Brolic. It was suggested that the ancient Peletestia relatives first colonized the large Ganges Basin and subsequently dispersed into the Indus during one of the documented east-to-west river drainage capture events that occurred over the last million years. These results indicated an absence of gene flow, and suggested that the dolphins and the two rivers are reproductively isolated on separate evolutionary trajectories. So why do they look so similar? Now that's a really cool thing called evolution. Both of these species, although separate from each other, grew up in locations very similar to each other in temperature, food type, and habitat. So these dolphins evolved to have many of the same characteristics, like their 25 to 40 rows of sharp teeth, which is for predatory hunting, because they are an apex predator in their rivers, even though they're almost completely blind due to the fact that they've lost their eyesight from millions of years and living in the dark, muddy waters. They use the same echolocation as if their ocean-dwelling counterparts, with some of the scientists believing that the South Asian river dolphins actually have a heightened sense of sonar due to their longer mouth, which has extra little follicles on it. Follicles.